ends or not.
Right now, everybody getting angled up, getting ready for the restart as the field comes to the Geico restart zone. This restart will happen. 37 laps to go in the stage, 58 laps on the board of the 160 that we're running here this afternoon. This sold-out grandstand rises as one as the pace car hits the pit lane. Green flag is back out. Ty Gibbs wastes no time working his way up to the gearbox. But Josh Berry staying with him, stride for stride, with others looking on in double-wide formation, headed to turn one.
Berry by a half a car length on the bottom into turn number one, and he's going to take the lead, at least for the moment. Ty Gibbs trying to rally back on the outside, but he's got a door full of Denny Hamlin. Away with the lead is Josh Berry.
By a car length off of turn number one and up the long pond straight away for Josh Berry. Here comes Denny Hamlin to the inside. Further back, Martin Truex jumps out of line, looking to pick up a couple of spots, including one on William Byron for fifth. It's Berry out front. By the time they get to the tunnel turn, he looks to pull away at the front of the field.
That battle for that fourth position is not done. It is William Byron to the inside, Austin Cindric to the outside. They're door to door as they head back into turn number three. Get the advantage to William Byron as he takes over that fourth spot.
Austin Cindric gives up the fight there, drifts back in line behind William Byron. They'll come to the line to complete lap number 59. 36 to go here in stage number two. The battle now is for the second spot.
Denny Hamlin busts a move down to the inside of the racetrack midway down the back straightaway. He'll win the drag race into turn number one. Slides underneath Ty Dillon. Move Denny Hamlin to second. Dillon back to third. William Byron fourth. Martin Truex Jr. takes over fifth.
That's the way they run, with Ty Gibbs in that third spot. One car length behind Denny Hamlin in a race for second. That's only a couple of lengths behind Josh Berry, the race leader, as they hit turn number three. It's Berry, Hamlin, Gibbs, and William Byron.
As Hamlin's gotten around Ty Gibbs, he's now setting his sights on Josh Berry, making up ground as he works his way down the short chute. It's about five car lengths. Make it three as Denny Hamlin goes to the bottom part of the racetrack looking for the top spot at Pocono.
Further back, a couple of teammates racing side by side. Ryan Blaney making short work of Austin Cindric. That is the race for the number five position. Ryan Blaney cracks his way into the top five, but David, Austin Cindric looks in the rearview mirror. Chase Elliott and about a half dozen others are stacked up at his back door.
Long line of ill will behind the Austin Cindric machine. Here's Chase Elliott. He'll jump to the bottom, take a spot away from Cindric. Next in line come Alex Bowman and Brad Keselowski.
No single out for now, though, off of turn number one behind Chase Elliott. And now Ryan Blaney, who leads that pack of traffic into turn number two. From sixth on back, it's Blaney, Elliott, then you have Austin Cindric next in line, one car length back.
That is six there behind the fifth place runner, Martin Truex Jr. He's got about six car length separation back up front. Denny Hamlin starting to put all kinds of pressure on Josh Berry.
Here they come back to the start finish line. Josh Berry, after having an unscheduled pit stop a little earlier in the race back on lap number 18, has got the field behind him. But Dave, how much longer is he going to keep Hamlin behind him?
Well, maybe not much longer, because Denny's come from a few car lengths back to tuck it right up under the rear bumper of the Josh Berry machine. Looks to the bottom out of turn one, but Berry gets a good run and actually pulls away by a car length.
Well, it looked to be a fairly comfortable lead a couple laps ago for Josh Berry, is all but right now up the back straightaway, as Denny Hamlin is there within a car length and a half now of challenging for the top spot. Both of those drivers able to break away from Ty Gibbs in third.
Two car length separation between the top two as they work their way back to turn number three. And the biggest thing here for Denny Hamlin, he can drive deeper in the corner. But for Josh Berry, he does a better job getting off the corner. He maintains two car length.
Denny Hamlin, though, is the fastest car on the racetrack, and he is tracking down Josh Berry across the line, lap 62 on the board. Dave, it's only a matter of time. Denny Hamlin is there. The question is, when does he pull out of line and strike and take the lead?
Right up under the rear spoilers, they make their way into turn one. Josh Berry comes in about a half a groove off the bottom, a little lower than he had been before. Denny takes a wider exit further back to challenge now for fifth. Here comes Chase Elliott on the march.
Get to the inside of Martin Truex Jr. for that position. They are side by side, so keeping an eye on that battle. Also, the race for the lead. Josh Berry hangs on to it, and in fact pulls away by about a car length from Denny Hamlin in two.
With Denny Hamlin there, but also Ty Gibbs starting to make up some ground along with William Byron. Those four have a separation back about 10 back to Chase Elliott. He has now gotten away from Martin Truex Jr., holding on to that fifth spot as he's looking towards the front.
As they come up off the corner, lap 63 goes on the board. So let's take a look at the leaderboard presented by Napa. Elevate your engine's performance and help it run cleaner, longer, with the advanced formulation and protection of Napa full synthetic engine oil, available at Napa locations nationwide.
Josh Berry has just led his fifth lap of the race this afternoon. Denny Hamlin closing in on him. He is second with Ty Gibbs, William Byron, Chase Elliott, the top five. Martin Truex Jr. is sixth. Ryan Blaney is seventh. Austin Cindric is eighth. Ninth is Alex Bowman. Tenth is Brad Keselowski.
Eric Jones goes 11th. Zane Smith is 12th. And Kyle Larson, 13th. Chris Buescher goes 14th. And Christopher Bell is 15th. Joey Logano up to 16th. Chase Briscoe is 17th. Corey LaJoie, 18th. Tyler Reddick, 19th. And Ryan Preece is 20th.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 21st. Michael McDowell is 22nd. A.J. Allmendinger now is 23rd. 24th is John Hunter Nemechek. And in 25th is Daniel Suarez. Bubba Wallace is 26th. Carson Hocevar is 27th. 28th is Harrison Burton. 29th is Austin Dillon. And Kyle Busch is 30th.
Justin Haley, 31st. Todd Gilliland is 32nd. Cody Ware is 33rd. Daniel Hemric, 34th. 35th is J.J. Yaley. Two cars out of the race. 36th will be Ross Chastain. 37th, Noah Gregson. All 35 cars left on the track running are all still on the lead lap.
Battle for the lead is on the Long Pond straightaway.
Continuing to tighten up off of turn number one and up the back straightaway. It is Josh Berry still holding that top spot, but not by much. Here comes Denny Hamlin to within a car length.
Hamlin keeps reeling them in, but Berry's finding a way to stay out in front as they get back into turn number three once again. Both drivers changing their line through the corner. This time, Berry holds it to the lane up. It's Denny Hamlin all the way down towards the grass.
Denny Hamlin giving it all she's got, trying to grab the top spot from Josh Berry, but Josh has been up to the task in that burgundy and white overstock Ford Mustang Dark Horse. Hamlin again is on the charge.
Josh Berry's been very good at burying the line here in turn one and being unpredictable. This time he's running fully in the second groove. Last lap it was right on the bottom. The lap before that it was half a groove up, and he has kept Denny Hamlin so far in the rearview mirror.
Denny Hamlin right in his tire tracks off of turn number one and up the back stretch. Hamlin keeps his car against the outside wall. Berry a little lower on that back straightaway. Both go right to the bottom of turn number two. Still about three car lengths between them.
Let's slide back to the third spot. It's Ty Gibbs holding on to that position. William Byron, Chase Elliott has chased him down from the fifth spot. Chase Elliott cuts it down to one car length between the two. Elliott goes to the middle part of the groove. William Byron to the bottom.
Although Chase Elliott has yet to lead a lap today, it has to come at some point. That car has been gold today. They have been all smiles since the dropping of this green flag. They have made up a lot of ground. They have made their way into the top five. And Dave, right now, Chase Elliott is 2.3 seconds behind the race leader.
The Elliott Express continues to move. He is pulling up now on the back bumper of his Hendrick Motorsports teammate, William Byron. Just a couple of more car lengths ahead to Ty Gibbs.
That's the good battle from third on back. Three cars racing for that position, led by Gibbs over William Byron. Here's Chase Elliott peeking out of line, but unable to make a move. He'll remain in that fifth spot through turn two. Ryan Blaney, next car in line, trying to make that a four-way battle for position.
Back up front, it is Denny Hamlin. He is back on the deck lid once again here for Josh Berry. Right there on the back bumper, six to nose to driver's left, going for the lead at Pocono.
Side by side up off of turn number three, Denny Hamlin to the inside of Josh Berry. He'll flash by at the start-finish line. Lap 67 belongs to Denny Hamlin. He'll pull the field behind him, Mike, as Josh Berry will settle in line.
Right now on the racetrack, it's Denny Hamlin on the move taking the lead. Chase Elliott just took fourth with 28 laps to go in stage two.
Napa! Give your engine the attention it deserves with the advanced formulation of Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It delivers faster oil flow for superior temperature protection in the harshest conditions, defends against sludge and buildup while keeping your engine running cleaner, longer, and improves fuel efficiency by reducing friction, helping you stay at peak performance mile after mile. Try Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil today. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
The smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days.
Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Denny Hamlin starting to tiptoe away from the field now. 0.7 seconds lead over Josh Berry. Fastest car on the racetrack right now is Brad Keselowski. He is posted in 8th. He is 4.4 seconds behind the race leader. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Denny Hamlin's lead is 1.2 seconds over Josh Berry, but the man on the move is in third, and his name is Chase Elliott.
Denny better not rest on the laurels for very long. He's got some daylight between himself and third, but Chase Elliott is picking him up, putting him down. He is not Kyle Ricky, even having to set people up. He just catches him and passes him.
Moved around Ty Gibbs with ease just a lap and a half ago and is quickly closing in on Josh Berry in the second spot. Although, Jason Toy, there's still quite a gap between Berry in second and Elliott in third.
Some 20 car lengths between second and third with Chase Elliott. He's opened up to that fourth spot in Ty Gibbs by about 10 car lengths. William Byron, his car coming to life. He's starting to put pressure on Ty Gibbs for the fourth spot.
Byron driving a paint scheme that's reminiscent of the old Jeff Gordon Drive to End Hunger paint scheme. Mike, I know you and I have talked about a little bit this weekend. You see that car and you automatically think Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, that paint scheme brings back so many memories for so many fans. And seeing a lot of Jeff Gordon memorabilia, hats, shirts, still to this very day in the grandstand, in betwixt and between Hendrick Motorsport shirts and Napa shirts and whatnot, Jeff Gordon still represented quite well here in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. The leaders are headed for the tunnel turn.
And that battle for fourth is best on the racetrack, involving William Byron, who is about to lose his spot to Ryan Blaney. Blaney goes to the inside and takes that fifth position away.
Blaney's had a very fast forward here in this since we dropped the green flag on this run. He goes around William Byron, setting his sights on Ty Gibbs. Blaney has lived at the bottom part of the racetrack in turn three. Gibbs runs that middle groove.
He does, and we wait to see if anybody peels off the racetrack to come to pit road. Todd Gordon, the strategy continues to evolve. Are we getting, well, as a matter of fact, here's Austin Cindric. Todd, what is your thinking now, and what's Cindric's thinking?
Well, I think these guys ran from like 27 or 32. This is the end of their fuel window. Just trying to find their way to stretch this to maybe one more stop to the end from here. I think it's a big stretch for the two car to make it from here.
Let's cover the Austin Cindric stop.
Todd Gordon is absolutely right. They were in last on lap 27, and they are off sequence. Austin Cindric crew around to the left side now. Sunoco Racing Fuel is in. They're holding the car, making sure he's got fuel. Making sure he's got fuel. Now, when the fuel is full, Austin Cindric down and away with his pit stop here on lap number 72.
That is the first driver to come in. The second place car, Josh Berry, was last in on lap 33. Ty Gibbs, who's running fourth, lap 27. So we expect those two drivers sometime relatively soon to make their way to pit road. As a matter of fact, Ty Gibbs, he's under attack for position. Here's Ryan Blaney looking for fourth.
Coming down the front straightaway and into turn number one. Ryan Blaney keeping the pressure on. Gibbs goes about two grooves up off the bottom. Blaney tries to look low, but he hasn't got the momentum as they exit turn one of the long pond stretch.
Gibbs going to hang on to that spot for now. Ryan Blaney will settle in the line one car length back. Further up, the battle for second continues to get tight. Or tighter. Josh Berry has it, but that interval that he had a few laps ago cut in half by a fast-closing Chase Elliott.
He has got a car that is running on rails for Chase Elliott. Cuts it down to about seven car lengths as they hit turn number three. Denny Hamlin long gone. Josh Berry holding on to that second spot. Now battles for that fourth position. Here goes Ryan Blaney again to the inside.
Ryan Blaney's going to take a peek to the inside coming off the corner, but he's not quite there to make the move. Had the open real estate for just a moment. Has to fall back in line behind Ty Gibbs. This race for fourth, 5.4 seconds behind race leader Denny Hamlin.
Into turn number one, they fly. Ryan Blaney again looking down to the inside of the Ty Gibbs machine. Has a pretty good run downstairs, puts a wheel to the inside, but again, the momentum of that second groove, too much at the exit of turn one.
That's where Ty Gibbs is able to carry that momentum and speed off of turn one and up the long pond straightaway and hold off for now a hard-charging Ryan Blaney for that fourth position. Gibbs in fourth, Blaney in fifth, and a few car lengths back to Martin Truex Jr.
Martin Truex Jr. trying to give chase, move back further up to that second spot. The runner-up spot starting to heat up once again. Here goes Chase Elliott looking down. He cuts it to one car length on Berry.
Chase Elliott has had a whale of a race car today and a great strategy being played out. As we look back, here comes Ty Gibbs. Under green flag conditions, Ty Gibbs will give up the number four spot on the racetrack and make his way down pit road. He'll pass the Josh Berry pit box, who has Goodyear tires laying out in anticipation of a stop upcoming as well. Let's follow Ty Gibbs to Steve Post.
55 miles per hour, the Monster Energy colors on the Toyota. Here he is, 3, 2, 1. Ty Gibbs stops right on the sign. They've been preaching to him, run your race, your lap times. Don't worry about drivers passing you. Don't worry about getting past. Run your pace. Left side tires are off, waiting on fuel again, waiting on fuel. Ty Gibbs is down and away.
Ty Gibbs has had quite the up and down day. Started on pole, led early, pulled away. Through pit strategy, got to mid pack, and then worked his way back up towards the front. Now comes back down pit road and will find his way through strategy deeper in the field. How difficult, Todd, is it to trust the process in a day of ups and downs and trust the strategies that when it all works out, if it works out the way you think, you'll be back in contention for the win?
Yeah, that's one of those things. I think Ty Gibbs and Chris Gayle, they have a great relationship. It goes back to their Xfinity days. They've got a lot of trust in each other. So I think Ty understands that Chris is on a different strategy here. In a good position, just have to see how this plays out.
Time for a mid-race update brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
76 of the 160 laps have been run. That gives us 19 to go in stage number two. Challenge and change for the number two spot a moment ago. Chase Elliott is up to second. He trails Denny Hamlin, who is the race leader. Third place, Josh Berry, is no longer going to be third. He heads for pit road. Josh Berry in front of Alan Cavana.
Hey, masterful job from Josh Berry to keep as much track position as he could during that run. No talk of adjustment on the radio. They love how the car is going. They're going to put four tires on this number four Ford. Waiting on the fuel again. Waiting on the fuel. He is on and off. No issues for Josh Berry.
So Josh Berry's pit stop wraps up with 18 to go here in the stage. We'll continue with our mid-race update. We've had three caution flags for just 12 laps so far. The lead has swapped hands six different times among six different drivers. Ty Gibbs has led the most laps today, a total of 21. Brad Keselowski has led 20 laps. Martin Truex Jr. has led 14.
Right now on the racetrack, lap 78 goes on the board. We are two laps away from halfway with Denny Hamlin still leading.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
From the community in the campgrounds to the action on the track, there's something for everyone at Michigan International Speedway.
Here we go.
The green flag will be flying all weekend long with three races and endless opportunities for a good time. End summer with a bang and discover why a NASCAR race in Michigan is anything but slow. NASCAR Weekend at Michigan International Speedway, August 16th through the 18th. Get your tickets now at mispeedway.com.
We are one lap away from halfway in today's Great American Getaway 400 with Denny Hamlin leading Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., and Brad Keselowski from Pocono Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back at Pocono Raceway, halfway home in the Great American Getaway 400, Denny Hamlin leading the field by 4.8 seconds. As a matter of fact, Denny Hamlin has scored the Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far at a speed of 166.772 miles an hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
14 laps to go here in the opening, or I should say the second stage of today's race. We're just past the halfway point in the afternoon. Sun continues to beat down here at Pocono Raceway. And yesterday, at the end of practice, Kyle Larson went for a spin at the exit of turn number two. And Kyle, Ricky, that's where you're positioned. There's an awful lot of bumps out there right in the apex of that corner. What are the drivers doing to deal with that here today in this race?
Well, staying single file, I think, first and foremost, as it is tough to make a pass. Part of the character here at the Pocono Raceway are the bumps located on the racing surface that is above the tunnel. And I feel like within every passing winter here at the racetrack, every time we come back, the bumps are a little bit more pronounced. There may be a few more of them, and the cars are on edge at the bottom of the speedway when they're in single file formation. So real tough to make a pass here. Double wide, that's when these cars, or in Friday night's case, the trucks, snapped around on them and we saw trouble. So far, so good here. So far in the first half of this NASCAR Cup Series race, but most of the cars right at the bottom of the racetrack.
The tunnel turn is one of the most treacherous and sketchiest in all of NASCAR. It is a corner that turns you two-thirds the other way. It is the top of the Pocono Triangle, as it were. And as Kyle just described, with every passing race, with every passing summer and winter, with every passing freeze and thaw, the bumps become a little more pronounced. And is the crew chief's task to try to get the car as comfortable as possible over those bumps. And not to mention, you're carrying a lot of speed. Todd, what is it like trying to get a driver comfortable across the tunnel turn? Is that even possible?
No, it's not. because what you want to be able to be good in turn three, you need the car to be as low as possible, because there's no banking to compress the car. So that whole getting it as low as you can stand there, that has to do with how harsh the internal shock stops are across the bumps in turn two, where there's a little more banking.
So we talk about this place being the tricky triangle. Yeah, it is a triangle, the three turns. So what kind of triangle is it? Well, if you think back to geometry, it is a scalene triangle, and that is defined as a triangle whose all three sides have different lengths and all three angles are of different measures. So a scalene triangle is the Pocono Raceway.
And on top of that, all three corners have different banking. So it's everything's different here, but it is a scalene triangle and one that brings all sorts of challenges.
Appreciate that, Alex. Geometry was not in my wheelhouse.
Nor was it mine. It was the Google machine that helped me out on that one. No, that was a long time ago. But it does produce interesting and good racing here because it gives the drivers plenty of room to get down the straightaways, the engine builders to flex the horsepower, the mechanics who build these cars and the chassis and the setups to get through these different types of corners out there. Throw in the fact that the engineers, the crew chiefs all have the opportunity to strategize and do different things. So running on a scalene triangle gives teams all kinds of options.
And as you just mentioned, the triangle or the top of it and the exit of turn two set Kyle Larson in the fifth yesterday, spun the car, didn't hit anything, but it did have a brief setback in their effort for just a moment. Haven't heard a lot out of Kyle Larson today. He has just cracked his way into the top five. He's ninth, but he's 16 seconds behind the race leader. Alan Cavana, what are they saying in his pit?
Just not a Kyle Larson type day. They've been fighting a tight issue since the drop of the green flag. They started 12th. Normally you would expect them to start much higher than that, but fighting it throughout the day. They've tried chassis adjustments. They've tried air pressure adjustments. On that last pit stop, they took two tires trying to get them some track position with the ill-handling car. That didn't last very long, so they've been fighting it much of the day. Don't have the same type of handling nor speed as some of those Toyotas out front.
Good race for the number four position on the racetrack. Martin Truex Jr. has fourth. Brad Keselowski has run him down from the number five spot. Chris Buescher is an interested onlooker as they come up off of turn number three and come back to the start-finish line.
Here they come back to the line. Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher all huddled up there for what are positions four, five, and six. Dave, all three of these drivers having great runs in the middle reaches of this race.
They really are. Martin Truex Jr.'s been strong all day. Brad Keselowski has run a veteran, methodical campaign so far. He's been among the top five in lap times just about all the way. Kyle Ricci, and he's got the pressure on him, TJ.
Feeling the pressure now off of turn number one and up the long pond straightaway is Martin Truex Jr. as they come to turn two. About a car length back is Brad Keselowski. Three more to Chris Buescher, also having a good day here this afternoon.
Boss leading the employee coming down the backstretch into turn number three here as they work their way in. Brad Keselowski goes high through the corner. Matter of fact, he's about two full lanes up the racetrack, but he is making up ground on Truex.
The top six, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, and Chris Buescher have something else in common. Those top six drivers have all won a cup race here at Pocono Raceway.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Next time by, there'll be six laps to go here in stage number two. Martin Truex Jr. is running fourth at the moment. He won stage number one. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower.
The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make Tallgrass Short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Denny Hamlin continues to show the way, down to 5 laps to go here in stage number 2. Hamlin's lead over second place Chase Elliott has stabilized right at 4 full seconds, but Hamlin and Elliott having a good run. Meanwhile, Chris Buescher, who was in position number 6, has come off the racetrack and come to pit lane with 5 to go in the stage. Alan Cavana.
Chris Buescher now is leaving his pit box after getting some service on that Ford Mustang. He will race his way back out onto the racetrack. Alex, you mentioned giving up a spot in the top 10. Should see some other drivers perhaps maybe be tempted with the opportunity to come to pit road, but that one could be a coin toss depending on their lot in the rundown, as it were.
Yeah, because you can, as we've talked about with Todd Gordon, pit under green without losing a lap. However, there's an asterisk with that. You have to be within about 13 to 16 seconds from the race leader to be able to accomplish that and stay on the lead lap. As we run, there's only 4 other cars behind the race leader Hamlin that are within that range right now.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those situations. And I think those 4 may take that opportunity to come with 3 to go. And Denny Hamlin can still come at 2 to go because he's the leader and got such a lead on him that he can come at that point. But I don't think anybody behind him, they'll all be boxed in. He's made kind of their own strategy and kept people from short pitting.
If you're new to NASCAR racing, we're talking about he can come with 2 to go. By rule, before the end of a stage, 2 laps prior to a stage end, pit road will close. You can still come to pit road, but you cannot do it without a penalty. So as the race leader, Denny Hamlin, as he's coming to the line to get us 2 laps within that window, he can still come to pit lane. So that's how it works.
And here are some others coming down pit road. Ryan Blaney will make a pit stop with 3 laps to go in this stage. Martin Truex Jr. will also commit to the pit lane. Let's cover Ryan Blaney's stop.
Ryan Blaney is in, says he needs to be tighter in turns 1 and 3. They're around the right side, moving over to the left, getting that second can of Sunoco fuel in there. They're waiting on it. The pit stop is good. Now they just got to wait for the jack to drop. The fuel's in. The 12 car is off.
Steve Post.
Martin Truex Jr., minor chassis adjustment on the Interstate Batteries Toyota. Car is done with tires, waiting on fuel. Seemed like waiting for an eternity. They finally got that thing gassed up. Martin Truex Jr. down and away.
Here comes Denny Hamlin off turn 3. We'll complete now lap number 93. 2 to go in stage 2. The pit lane officially closes now. Hamlin stays on the track. Chase Elliott remains in position number 2. Those 2 drivers that just came to pit lane to get their service are back up to speed and will not lose a lap, so it was executed perfectly.
Denny Hamlin stays on the racetrack, about a lap and a half away before the end of the second stage. Denny Hamlin's on the long pond straightaway as he continues to lead now by 4.9 seconds.
All by himself at the front of the field is race leader Denny Hamlin, has quite the gap back to Chase Elliott in second. Also trying to put a lap on Kyle Busch, who lies just ahead in turn 3.
All by himself down the short straightaway, back into turn number 3. Kyle Busch about 12 car lengths in front of him. He is well off the pace. Denny Hamlin slowly catching him.
Kyle Busch currently the last car on the lead lap right now. He's got a 25, maybe 30 car length advantage as we begin the final lap in stage number two.
It's just been a miserable afternoon for Kyle Busch and Richard Childress Racing here at Pocono as he tries to hang on to the tail end of the lead lap. Denny Hamlin's coming. He's taking that 12, 14, 18 car length advantage. It's down to about eight now on the Long Pond straightaway.
They run out of time, though, for race leader Denny Hamlin as he exits turn number one, continuing to pull away from Chase Elliott, who is unchallenged in that second spot. Here comes Hamlin into turn number two, about six or seven car lengths right now behind the final car on the lead lap in Kyle Busch.
Smooth as he's been all afternoon for Denny Hamlin. Once he's gotten out front in that clean air, he's been able to put that Toyota anywhere he wants to on this racetrack. Starting to catch up to Kyle Busch, probably not enough time, but Denny Hamlin, matter of fact, gets off the throttle as he works his way through three.
And he'll put that car at the bottom of the racetrack in turn number three. He'll swing it wide up against the wall, coming to the start finish line. The green and white checkered flag is waving, indicating the conclusion of stage two. Here's a look at the top 10 and who will score points in this stage, presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff. Denny Hamlin comes across the line as the winner. Chase Elliott, second. Brad Keselowski, third. Fourth is William Byron. Fifth is Eric Jones, with Kyle Larson in sixth. Alex Bowman in seventh. Christopher Bell in eighth. Joey Logano, ninth. And Tyler Reddick is tenth, as now the caution flag flies as well.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in seven saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you got the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcers. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
Field is being collected by the caution car, and once they are collected, pit road will open and everybody will have the opportunity to bring their cars down for service. Here's a fun fact. Denny Hamlin's first stage win at Pocono Raceway was that one right there, despite having seven wins at this racetrack. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Pocono Raceway. Leaders about to put lap 97 on the board. That'll leave 63 to go. And as the field comes out of turn number three, pit road is open. Caution car reaches the entrance to pit road. Here come Denny Hamlin and a lot of other drivers as well. These pit stops again take place at lap 97. While three cars stay on the racetrack, Denny Hamlin leads them all in. First, we'll start with Alan Cavana.
I'm looking at the car, Brad Keselowski. They discussed two tires possibly on the radio, but didn't think it would be any good for that car is what the driver said. So they're going around putting left sides on, having to wait 3 extra seconds for fuel once that jack drops, trying to get as much as they can. Denny Hamlin, as fast as he is, he says he's just a little losing too much grip in turn three. They'll make an adjustment on the 11 car. Steve Post.
Looks like everyone's doing four tires down here. Chase Elliott, really good race car. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Field. Tyler Reddick going to be the first one. Brad Keselowski goes out second. Looks like Todd Gilliland and Kyle Larson go out next in line with Eric Jones following in tow. Jones was in. Joey Logano was in getting pit service as we get these pit stops at the end of stage number two.
The big winner, Tyler Reddick and his team, gaining 9 positions on that exchange to be the first one off the pit lane on that particular sequence. We're down to 62 laps remaining.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards golf lessons to become a scratch golfer. Progressive cannot guarantee that you will ever become a scratch golfer. Scratch golfers are really, really good. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average. And sure, you could put that money towards lessons, but if you can't hit the broadside of a barn and think you're going to become a scratch golfer, you're delusional. Sorry, just telling it like it is. Savings, maybe. Scratch golfer, don't hold your breath. Switch and see if you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. It's universally accepted that golf is hard. Progressive cannot guarantee improved performance on the course.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
We welcome you back to a very sunny yet breezy Pocono Raceway, an outstanding afternoon to go NASCAR Cup Series racing. I want to say thanks to our premier partners who continue to support NASCAR's highest level of racing: Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity.
Right now, the field is working its way through the tunnel turn. When they come back to the line, it'll be 61 laps to go. And once we get things buttoned up here in Pocono, we are off to Indianapolis. The NASCAR Cup Series will be racing the Brickyard 400 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Our friends at IMS Radio will have coverage for you for that race next Sunday. We will have coverage of the Arca Menard Series and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series at Lucas Oil, Indianapolis Raceway Park. Tune in Friday night for a doubleheader, the Circle City 200 coming your way at 5:30 Eastern, the T-Sport 200 for the trucks, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Our next NASCAR Cup Series broadcast will be from Richmond Raceway. That'll be Sunday, August the 11th, the Cookout 400, Motor Racing Network, NASCAR Live Race Day on the air that day at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget, once Indianapolis gets buttoned up, the sport goes into dry dock for 2 weeks for the Olympic break, but then coming back after that break into the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yeah, look forward to it. It's a unique part of the calendar year with the Olympics in Paris, the Summer Olympic Games. So we wish all the athletes from Team USA the absolute best. Stage racing is over as we get the one to go this time by. Chris Buescher, the leader, opts for the outside lane. Josh Berry, second place, goes to the bottom. Stage racing being over, it's worth talking about. Only 2 times since we've been stage racing has the stage winner going on to win this race, and only five of the last 16 stage winners at Pocono have even finished in the top 10. So, Todd Gordon, do you believe in those types of numerology facts?
I do, but I thought today might be a little different before this pit cycle. As you looked at it, Denny had him pinned down, so really only five cars could come to pit road and short him. I thought he'd come off in a good position, came off 16th after being 8th or 9th off pit road. Puts him in a big hole from stage two to win this race.
Now, none of the stage two winners have ever gone on to win here at Pocono Raceway. Denny Hamlin was the stage two winner. Martin Truex Jr. won stage one.
Here's how the lineup for the restart. Chris Buescher, your leader. Josh Berry, second. Ryan Blaney, third. Ty Gibbs, fourth. And Martin Truex Jr., fifth. Austin Cindric is sixth. Tyler Reddick is seventh. Brad Keselowski, eighth. Todd Gilliland, ninth. And Kyle Larson round out the top 10. It's interesting to note, the highest Chevrolet will restart in 10th with Larson. Three Fords will bring us to the green flag once they come to the Geico restart zone. Presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
It's interesting to talk about because it doesn't happen very often. The fact that Kyle Larson's name hasn't really been mentioned until right now,
no,
other than doing full field rundowns. So Larson being the highest running Chevy in the number 10 spot, let's see what he and crew chief Cliff Daniels and that team can do.
Toyotas have ruled the roost so far today as far as stage wins. Martin Truex Jr. won stage one back at lap 30. Denny Hamlin just won this stage that has just completed at lap 95. And this is going to set up a 60-lap run to the finish of the Great American Getaway 400. Pace car heads to pit road, and we are set for the restart.
They hit the Geico restart zone. Chris Buescher waits till late in the zone to punch the button, and he does so. He has got a truck full of Ryan Blaney. Martin Truex Jr. giving a shove to the inside lane of Josh Berry.
They fan out three wide to the inside, back around the tail end of the top 10. But at the front of the pack, it's strictly two by two. Around the outside, Chris Buescher takes the lead. Martin Truex Jr. busts a move three wide to the bottom. He's going to make a run for the two spot.
With Josh Berry to his outside, Berry hangs on to that position for now. Buescher is able to get away from all of this at the front of the field. Now three wide for the second spot. Ryan Blaney threading the needle into turn two. Goes to the outside of Martin Truex Jr. and will take the runner-up spot away.
He'll squeeze his way up into that second spot, but it's not done yet. Martin Truex Jr. hangs to his left elbow as he has that green Toyota down to the bottom of the racetrack. Welcome Kyle Larson into the top five.
Chris Buescher has checked out mightily over this mess from second on back. They are stacked up, led by Ryan Blaney in position two. Truex, Larson now busts his way into the top five after some three wide heroics into one a lap ago.
Based on the way they're running back toward the tail end of the top 10, Chris Buescher is wise to get as far away from it as he can. Tyler Reddick makes a three wide move to the bottom. He'll bypass both Joey Logano and Chase Briscoe to make his spot in the top six.
That battle just outside of the top five, as Dave mentioned, will single out among the front four cars. Chris Buescher is gone by the time they get to turn number two over Ryan Blaney. Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, and now Brad Keselowski in fifth.
Brad Keselowski slides up into that fifth position just ahead of Josh Berry. Also back there, Ty Gibbs, Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, and then Denny Hamlin trying to rebound after the pit stop.
Nobody has a lot of clean air. Here's a challenge for position. Tyler Reddick now opens up the lane. He's going to go after Ty Gibbs here on the front straightaway. Reddick and Gibbs, a couple of Toyota Camrys doing battle inside the top 10.
Reddick made a very aggressive move at the drop of the green flag, going three wide to the bottom and picking up a couple of spots. Try to get another one here. But Keselowski just picked up a spot. He goes to fourth. Kyle Larson, fifth. Chase Elliott now on the move.
But Ty Gibbs to his outside. That is for the eighth position as they drag race off of turn number one. Up the back straightaway, Chase Elliott been very comfortable in that inside lane all afternoon, but can't make the pass this time. Gibbs stays in front of him. To the outside, you have Tyler Reddick.
And Elliott trying to miss the move down to the inside there as he does. Gets the nose of that Chevrolet to the left rear quarter panel of Tyler Reddick. They go side by side through the corner, side by side in front of them with Ty Gibbs and Josh Berry.
Watching Chase Elliott open up the inside lane coming off the end of the short straightaway. He tries to pass Tyler Reddick coming off three, but he can't do it because they catch Ty Gibbs. Here's Elliott by Reddick, going after Gibbs and more in one.
Three cars under a handkerchief heading for turn number one. To the inside, it's Elliott. To the outside, it's Reddick. Ty Gibbs going to the low line on Josh Berry. Now it's a four-man dance heading off turn one.
This is for the sixth position, led by Ty Gibbs. Off of turn one, Josh Berry will get in the line just behind Gibbs. Then it's Reddick, Chase Elliott, and now Joey Logano joins this battle. He'll go to the inside of Chase Elliott for about the ninth spot.
This battle for six on back has allowed the top five to get away single file. Ty Gibbs now has opened up about four car lengths back to that seventh position with Josh Berry. Tyler Reddick squeezes the nose of that Toyota inside of Berry. They're side by side.
Berry can't keep his car at the bottom of the racetrack. Tyler Reddick's car is glued to the bottom. He'll put Josh Berry in the rear view mirror. Now Berry, with the momentum broken, is under attack from Chase Elliott.
Elliott right there on his back bumper. He'll pull to the inside now, heading for turn one, under braking. Side by side into one. Elliott right down, left side tires on the yellow line. He'll take the spot. Berry now falls back into the clutches of Joey Logano.
That is for ninth. Berry has it. Logano wants it just behind Chase Elliott, Tyler Reddick, and also Ty Gibbs, who leads that pack of traffic. Further up, Kyle Larson has reeled in Brad Keselowski for the fourth spot.
Slowly catching him, about three car length separation from fifth to fourth. Keselowski holds on to that fourth spot, keeping that separation back there to Kyle Larson. Larson's back in, bobbles a little bit, coming back into turn three.
While they settle down, coming back to the main straightaway, Josh Berry, if you're a fan of his, he is in the top 10. He's running eighth right now. And I know, Alex, that he's got a couple of top 10 finishes in the last four races, but this has been a season of struggle. Up until about a month and a half ago, it seems they've turned some sort of corner to where now we're seeing Josh Berry with more of a consistent presence in the top 10.
Familiarity with a NASCAR Cup Series car, I would think, would be the biggest factor in all of that, Mike. Up until this season, he subbed for Chase Elliott after Chase Elliott was injured after the snowboarding incident. Had a couple of races there. Outside of that, he jumps in the wheel or behind the wheel of this Ford from Stewart Haas Racing after Kevin Harvick hung up the racing helmet. So it was going to take a quarter of the season or so just to get used to the way these car drives, and also the fact that these races are much longer than an Xfinity Series race.
And right now he has fallen back to the 10th position, having been bypassed a lap ago by Chase Elliott and Joey Logano. Got a note here that Chris Buescher did not get a full load of fuel when he came down pit road. He got less fuel than others around him. Todd Gordon, what is the ripple effect of not getting the fuel tank as full as you would like with that pit stop he just had?
Well, when you look at it, and he came at lap, 90, I believe it was. He was the first of the guys to short pit the cycle. He wasn't quite full as you look at it. I don't know if it's a huge piece. Scott Graves may be being aggressive here, because from 90 to the end, you don't need two full fuel runs. So maybe he got enough fuel in it where he can do a 10 and a half second spot and get enough to make it to the end. The other piece is he got track position. He stretched this out to a 1.6 second lead over Ryan Blaney. If you can build in enough of that in clean air, you can have that longer pit stop.
When he also came to pit road last time, he had a 10.6 second deficit to the race leader. They didn't have a whole lot of time that they could stay there and fill that car up with fuel, or they would have gone a lap down.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
400 laps for one weekend in August. Richmond becomes the center of the NASCAR world.
Here on the three-quarter mile Richmond race.
The lights get brighter. The stakes get higher. The thrills get bigger. And so does the best weekend of your summer.
Buescher is gone like a rocket. Home track win for Hamlin.
That's how you win a race.
NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 10th and 11th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Chris Buescher's lead remains a second and a half over second place Ryan Blaney. Martin Truex Jr. stays third. Brad Keselowski fourth, and Kyle Larson rounds out the top five. One change, it was for sixth. Tyler Reddick up to the number six spot as he gets past Ty Gibbs. 51 laps to go next time by from Pocono Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Go in today's race here at Pocono Raceway. Chris Buescher continues to be the man up front.
This mid-race update is presented by Wendy's. The Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is the go-to fast food deals for a lot of reasons. And here are four of them. A junior bacon cheeseburger, nuggies, fries, and a drink. It is also just $5. Get out there and get the bag. The Wendy's Biggie Bag. U.S. price and participation may vary.
As we sit with 50 to go, Chris Buescher, the race leader, in front of Ryan Blaney. The most laps led today has been Denny Hamlin. He's led 31 of those laps. We've only been slowed by caution four times for 16 total laps. Twice for stage in. Stage one won by Martin Truex Jr. Stage two won by Denny Hamlin. The other two cautions. First one back on lap 14, Noah Gregson with a problem in turn number one. Ross Chastain had a problem in turn one on lap number 53. Seven lead changes among seven different drivers.
Josh Berry was on pit road at lap 111. Alan Cavana, is there a reason why?
I'm walking down to check right now. Josh Berry having a great day. Came into this race with a lot of hope because he started fifth. He led laps in this race. We're going down to see what exactly happened there.
It was compounded with the fact that he parked the car too far towards turn number one in the pit box. The nose of the car was over the line. They had to back that car up and get him completely in the pit box before they could really get the service done on it. So whatever the reason for the stop on lap number 111, it was compounded by a bit of a driver error.
Yeah, that unfortunate there. We just talked up the positive nature of the run that Josh Berry's having today. He just came to pit road and he is being ushered down the leaderboard right now. We'll see where he shakes out. Actually, he has lost a lap, 33rd on the leaderboard. So going from a spot inside of the top 10 to one lap down and 33rd at the snap of a Pocono finger. Tough break there for Josh Berry, Rodney Childers, and that Stuart Haas racing team. Well, on the racetrack right now, Chris Buescher's turn at the top of the leaderboard. While he's not pulling out to the monumental lead of earlier with, say, Ty Gibbs or Denny Hamlin or Martin Truex Jr., he has distanced himself between his car and the car of Ryan Blaney running in second. Chris Buescher right now is the man in command. The question is, how long can he hold on to it? And does he have the strategy needed to get a much-needed win that would propel him into the playoffs?
So, Todd Gordon, do you tell Chris Buescher to go ahead and run qualifying type laps right now, knowing that you got a little less Sunoco fuel in the tank?
Yes, because I want him to pull out to as much of a lead as he can, so we've got that opportunity to put a little more fuel in the tank if we have a slower pit stop on the last stop.
Alan Cavana.
Just talked with crew chief Rodney Childers for Josh Berry. I asked him why they had to pit. He says they were getting dangerously close to being 16 seconds behind the leader. You guys want to explain what that means and why that's the magic number?
Absolutely, Alan, because when you do the math, on a lap around Pocono Raceway is about 54.2 seconds or so on average to get around this racetrack. As the leader goes. Now, if you are 16 seconds behind the race leader, given the fact that you got to slow down the pit road speed, make your pit stop, and run pit road speed the entire length of pit road before you exit out there and get back up to speed, 16 seconds or below that to the leader keeps you on the lead lap if you execute properly.
Yes, and that's unfortunate for Josh Berry here is that he slid over his box. They had to push him back, used up extra time. He actually blended out behind fifth place car here, one lap down.
So as that strategy unfolds on the racetrack, there'll be more strategies unfolding as well. We've got 46 laps to go in this race. And right now, Chris Buescher, while not pulling away by a large margin, is slowly starting to creep away and keep the field at arm's length.
Trouble, turn number one. One car is up into the outside retaining wall. A hard lick for Todd Gilliland. Something amiss as he entered turn number one, slid up and pancaked that outside safer barrier. Heavy damage on the 38 Ford for Todd Gilliland. The car is still running, but he is torn up on the right-hand side of that vehicle.
Caution on the speedway now for the fifth time. Gilliland, as he came down the front straightaway, had some smoke billowing from behind the race car. And by the time he got to your feet, Dave Moody, it looked like potentially the right front went away.
Yeah, that had all the indications of a right front tire failure as he just slid up the wall. I think the good news, Alex, was he felt it going and was able to kind of side saddle his way up to the outside wall instead of going in on the bottom of the racetrack, having it blow, and then having a full run of the safer barrier.
That impact puts us under the fifth caution flag. It happens with 45 laps to go.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Very interesting set of circumstances for this pit strategy